Many of us are familiar with a famous speech given by Alec Baldwin's character Blake in the 1992 movie Glengarry Glen Ross.
A, B, C. A, always, B, B, C, closing. Always be closing. Always be closing. AIDA, attention, interest, decision, action. Attention, do I have your attention? Interest, are you interested? I know you are, because it's a walk. You close or you hit the bricks.
Some people use the notion of always be closing as a way of doing business. And Doug, Justice Department attorney Jeffrey Graber says he tries to use David Mamet's words when inspiring the other lawyers he works with.
ABC seems to work for him. In the past year, Graber has won almost $37 billion in penalties from some of the world's biggest banks for their bad behavior leading up to the financial crisis. He spoke with Bloomberg's Tom Schoenberg for one of our best stories of the day. Tom joins me on the line now from our Washington bureau. How did a guy like Jeffrey Graber wind up in the Justice Department working to punish Wall Street?
He was a young associate at a California law firm named Morrison & Foerster back in the earlier part of this decade. He had gotten to know a more veteran attorney by the name of Tony West. Tony West wound up becoming a major fundraiser for then-candidate Barack Obama back in 2008. And after the election, Obama nominated West to become the head of the Justice Department Civil Division in Washington. And once that nomination was confirmed by the Senate, Tony West brought in Jeff Graber from the law firm to sort of act as a sort of counsel of his and to kind of really go out and find some of the cases that Tony West was interested in bringing.
Now, as I recall, that task force, when it was set up, got off to a rather shaky start, right?
What happens often in Washington, numerous task forces. And after the financial crisis, there were a larger, broader financial fraud task force that was put in place that really, at the end of the day, had brought more sort of small-time fraud cases. I mean, not really, were criticized for not really bringing any large bank or large bank executive cases. Task force that, or the group that Jeff Graber wound up running, was something that came about kind of a little more recently, a couple years ago.
Now, does he get credit for most of what they've been able to accomplish?
He gets credit for essentially coming in. President Barack Obama had called for this task force in his 2012 State of the Union speech.
Right.
Because they were still being pilloried for not bringing really big cases against the banks. And this group had been in place for about a year and was really a number of just sort of federal agents, U.S. attorneys, and state attorney generals kind of looking at a variety of possible cases. And Jeff was brought in a year ago to sort of kind of pull that together, to really sort of set some deadlines, pick the best cases, the ones that could be brought in the shortest time period, and really kind of focus resources and set deadlines for those investigators to kind of push those over the finish line.
So because he was focused on dealing with Wall Street, I'm sure that a lot of the people on the street really view him in a very poor light. I'm curious about how politicians in D.C. Feel about Jeff Graber.
Well, what's interesting is Jeff's kind of a behind-the-scenes guy. I mean, Tony West and Eric Holder, Attorney General Eric Holder, they're the ones that are in the limelight. They're the ones that, you know, for better or worse, are get the credit for these cases. Jeff's really a kind of behind-the-scenes person, the one that was sort of managing these cases as they went through, the one who would sort of be dealing with the bank, you know, first choosing the cases, then sort of really dealing with the banks as the matters were sort of first investigated and then sort of pushed kind of up the chain.
Who did he set his sights on first? I mean, who did he go after right out of the gate?
Sure. The first matter he had was J.P. Morgan, which within, I think, just a few months from sort of Jeff coming on board, settled with the U.S. for about $13 billion.
Anybody else? I mean, I think that some of the ratings agencies like S&P must have been in his on the crosshairs there.
So S&P was really where Jeff Graber first had gotten the attention of, you know, of Wall Street in within the Justice Department. Sort of one of the first roles he had when he was brought on board in 2009 to the department was to kind of go out and kind of look for a large financial fraud case, something that could be done under Tony West's civil division. So not necessarily involving, criminal investigation, but something using civil laws. And one of the things we started looking at were ratings agencies, and was kind of told that that would, no one's ever really brought a case against a ratings agency, and this was something they were interested in having a look at.
Bloomberg's Tom Schoenberg in our Washington Bureau.